Time to talk travel and tourism, and today's segment is brought to you by South African Tourism. From city life to adventure, wildlife to culture, breathtaking scenery to sun-soaked coasts, discover South Africa today.
This is Cape Talk.
Well, we're staying in a part of South Africa that's pretty close to home today. We're taking a short left into the winelands for a spot of strawberry picking. I don't know about you, there's nothing quite as quintessentially summery as a dish of strawberries and cream. Or if you like me and like them mixed in with savoury, strawberries with feta and rocket and balsamic vinegar in a delicious summer salad, it is just the taste of the holidays to so many of us. So if you are in the mood for something sweet and fruity, why not make a day of it and take the family off to go and pick your own strawberries? And to tell us where to go, it's my great pleasure to welcome back to the show Nikki Benatar, who is the editor of The Inside Guide, the essential guide to things to do in and around Cape Town. Just a reminder that you'll find them online at www.insideguide.co.za, and you can also look out for their gorgeous seasonal printed version of the magazine, which comes out every couple of months, full of ideas for getaways and gourmet treats. Nikki, it's great to have you back with us. Welcome.
Hi, Pippa. Thanks for having me.
And we're really spoiled for choice when it comes to strawberry picking. That is accessible from Cape Town, aren't we?
We really are. I mean, Stellenbosch is literally on our doorstep, the gorgeous winelands, and there are lots of farms where you can go and pick strawberries to your heart's content.
Mm. We're going to run through a couple of the options in the Stellenbosch and Helderberg area, and then there's one a little bit further afield we're going to mention as well. But let's start closer to home. Nikki, firstly, the season is roughly from October to December, so we are into the last couple of weeks if you're wanting to take the family strawberry picking. It's a really fun thing to take younger kids along to do. And the first venue we're looking at has really tapped into that young visitor market, haven't they? Porkedraai Farm offers so much more than just the strawberry picking.
So much to do on that farm. Obviously, strawberry picking is the main event, but there are tractor rides and pony rides and all sorts of things. There's a restaurant and a little shop and loads to do, yeah.
Okay. And the picking itself is open 7 days a week, I know, between 9 and 4 p.m. How much do you pay for the experience of strawberry picking at Porkedraai?
Okay, so you pay for your bucket. Yep. So depending on which bucket you choose, there is a junior picker, which is 50 rand. Mm-hmm. And you can, it's basically the size of a small beach bucket.
Yeah.
And slightly bigger is the harvester bucket, and it's 65 rand. And then it goes up to the professional for 175 rand and the ultimate picker for 220 rand. We went for the junior picker, my son and his friend, and my husband and I took the harvesters, and we filled them to the brim with ripe, ruby-hued beauty. It's such a fun experience.
And of course, Nikki, you can't possibly get any fresher than a strawberry you've picked yourself. How long did that feast last you?
That feast lasted us about a week.
Okay.
So, and we had loads to give away to friends. Like, we went to a braai the following day and we took a whole sort of dish of strawberries, which was a lovely thing to take instead of, you know, dessert. And they tasted delicious. You just should refrigerate them as soon as you get home, or if you're clever, you take a cooler box,
a cooler bag
in the car with you, so that to keep them cool. And you should only wash them just prior to eating them.
That's also good advice, because if you wash the whole punnet and put it back in the fridge, there is the risk of them going off quicker and mold growing and all of that. Nikki, that's very good advice. You wash them right before you eat them.
Before eating, and also leave that little green stem on.
Okay.
Just before eating the calyx. It keeps it keeps them fresher.
Good to know. I've learned something new today. Okay, so that was the experience at Porkedraai Farm, located on the M12 for Stellenbosch Arterial Road. And if you want to check out their website, it's porkedraaifarm.co.za. The next option is a little bit closer.
I must just say that Pippa, it's best to arrive as early as possible, you know, soon after opening as possible, because we got there stupidly in the heat of the day and it was literally dust. It was dusty and hot, with two little complaining boys.
Okay.
But we still had loads of fun, and do wear clothes that you don't mind getting dusty or dirty, because it is kind of a farm experience.
Okay. So you expect to get some dirt on your hands and on your clothes. That makes a lot of sense. And that's good advice about going early in the day. Okay, so paulkudryfarm.co.za. The next one I want to mention, Nikki, is a little bit closer towards Somerset West, Helderberg Farm. And this one particularly going to appeal to those who care very deeply about organic farming and pest control methods, because it's a farm that uses biological pest control. And I believe that the results show in the quality of the strawberries.
Absolutely. So I haven't actually been here, but I've heard unbelievable stories about the taste of the strawberries and just, you know, what a great job they're doing, Helderberg Farm is doing.
And again, they are open Mondays to Saturdays from 9 till 4. Nine. And what's their sort of price point, Nikki?
Also about 40 Rand for a 300 gram punnet.
Okay, and also worth a mention that the farm's got hiking trails, it's got a party venue, so if you'd like to do something a little different for the next birthday party, you can get the kids strawberry picking. It's got bright spots really geared up for visitors to stay and make a day of it. Helderberg Putt Road is where you'll find them, and their email address is helderbergplas@mweb.co.za. Now, before we look at the next one, we've got a caller on the line who wants to talk to us about the best way of keeping berries fresh in the fridge, I believe. Jackie in Pinelands, lovely to hear from you. Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. I never really believed this, but apparently, well, I have done it now. If you store them in glass jars, strawberries or berries, they can be washed or unwashed, and it keeps a whole lot longer. So blueberries, raspberries, any of those. And if you put a serviette or something in the bottom, like a paper towel, it just does absorb some of the moisture, and it really does work. I didn't believe it, but I now store all my berries that way, and it works. They last a whole lot longer than going moldy and mushy at the bottom of the container.
That's brilliant advice, Jackie. Thank you very much. If anybody was struggling to hear, Jackie's saying put them in a glass jar in the fridge with a serviette at the bottom to soak up some of the additional moisture, and they'll last a lot longer. That's really good to know, particularly like the comment about the blueberries, because I threw away the last four mushy blueberries this morning, and it always feels like such a sinful thing to do for something so delicious. Okay, it wouldn't be a strawberry picking feature without an honorary mention for Moibacher Strawberry Farm. Those famous scarecrows are such a landmark on the R44, aren't they, Nikki?
Absolutely, absolutely. And Pippa, like at the other two farms, Paulkudry and Helderberg, they tell you that the deeper you go into the fields, the further you go, the more strawberries you'll find, because fewer people are brave enough to venture far, and also the riper, because they stay, you know, they on the vines or on the bushes for longer. So the riper they are, and the more delicious they are. So the further you go into the field.
Okay, so it pays to go early and walk a little bit further. You will reap the results in the picking quality. It's a really interesting farm as well. It's got a very rich history of strawberry harvesting, over 100 years of it now, and a really good farm shop as well if you want to take home some dried fruit and nuts as well as your fresh strawberries. Moibacher Strawberry Farm is on the R44 Strand Road, and it's open daily between 9:30 and 4. Now, before we say goodbye, Nikki, we do want to give a mention for a venue that's a little bit further afield. But I'm mindful of the fact that many of our listeners will be heading down the garden route for the holidays and might not know that it's worth making a stop at Redberry Farm just outside George. I've been there several times, not for the strawberry picking, but for that extraordinary hedge maze they've got there, which is a real experience for kids and adults alike. But every time I go, I sort of make a mental note, oh, there's the strawberries here too, we must do that sometime. They're really geared up for strawberry picking, aren't they?
Absolutely, absolutely. Monday to Saturday, though,
okay,
and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
And only 25 Rand for a small container, which is a real bargain. You can get larger ones for 40 Rand each. They actually host a strawberry-themed festival a little bit earlier in the year, don't they?
They do, I think, just in September, Papa.
As they're just coming in, okay.
As season starts, yeah.
All right, so maybe make mental note for that one for next year's September-October school holidays. But any time of year, they're worth visiting. They're, again, really geared up for kids. They're pony rides. There are little bumper boats, to enjoy on a small flat water surface, which is a load of fun for the kids. There are lovely places to eat there. The hedge maze is the largest in the Southern Hemisphere. That alone is worth a visit, but particularly at this time of year, go and pick yourself some strawberries as well. And they're at redberryfarm.co.za, just off the R404 near George. Nikki, you've given us lots of fruit for thought. Thank you very much for joining us today, and all the best to you and the team at the Inside Guide.
Thanks so much, Pippa.
Nikki Benatar is the editor of The Inside Guide. Just a reminder, you can find them online at insideguide.co.za or look for the latest gorgeous printed copy on a shelf near you.